Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, April 19th, 2023. Welcome to day 820. The Supreme Court temporarily extended access to the abortion pill mifepristone until at least this Friday, freezing a lower court order that had invalidated the FDA's approval of mifepristone more than two decades ago. In an order signed by Justice Samuel Alito, the court said it would act by Friday night. The Supreme Court is considering emergency appeals from the Biden administration and the brand name manufacturer of the pill about whether to block a decision by U.S. District Judge Matthew Kaczmarek, who revoked the FDA's approval of the drug altogether. A federal appeals court later modified Kaczmarek's ruling so that mifepristone would remain available while the case continues, but simultaneously blocked the drug from being mailed or dispensed as a generic and required patients to make three in-person visits with a doctor. Meanwhile, the company that supplies two-thirds of mifepristone to the United States sued the FDA to keep its generic version of the abortion pill on the market. The company, Gen BioPro, is seeking to preemptively block the FDA from suspending the approval of the drug if the courts order mifepristone off the market, arguing that the FDA cannot suspend its approval without finding an imminent hazard to public health. In the lawsuit, the company wrote that the result will be chaos if the FDA revokes approval of generic mifepristone, adding that upending nearly a quarter century of public reliance on a safe and effective drug would cause catastrophic harm to the company, doctors, and patients who rely on the drug. Moving on, the Florida Board of Education expanded its ban on classroom instruction about sexual orientation and gender identity, extending the restrictions from kindergarten all the way through high school. The rule builds on the state's Parental Rights in Education Law, which Governor Ron DeSantis signed in March 2022, banning classroom instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity for students in kindergarten through third grade. Under the updated rule, teachers who violate the ban risk losing their teaching licenses. The new guidelines were approved unanimously. Meanwhile, in Nebraska, the state legislature approved a measure to allow people to carry concealed guns without a permit, removing the existing requirements for permits and training. While the bill does not remove federal background check requirements for buying a gun, it does override stricter gun laws in the state's cities. If the bill is signed by the governor, Nebraska would become the 26th state to allow people to carry concealed weapons without a permit. And finally, Republican lawmakers in Tennessee passed a bill to protect gun and ammunition dealers, as well as manufacturers and sellers, against lawsuits brought by victims of gun violence. The vote comes weeks after the Nashville school shooting that killed six people, including three nine-year-olds. The measure now heads to Governor Bill Lee for a signature. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.